News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you find yourself getting out of the range of our AM FM capability here at WVNN, which means like pretty much you're out of North Alabama, South Tennessee, I mean, at that point, just know it doesn't matter. You can go to any device, your smartphone, your iPad, you know, whatever, your laptop, whatever the case may be, just click on our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org, and go to the section that says Listen Live. You click on that, and there you are. I mean, I'm just saying, right at that point, wherever you is, there we is what I always say. That's why we have folks that call in from out of state. That's why we have people that listen to us all over the state of Alabama and beyond. And so, yeah, this audience is much broader than even the AM FM that we broadcast on, which is a big one. But I love it. And that just makes, that adds so much color to our show when someone calls in and says, hey, I'm calling in, like Jeff from Indiana yesterday, or someone calls in literally from South Alabama. We got a guy that calls in from Wetumpka fairly regular. We got folks that have called in from Louisiana. I mean, it's just fun. And so, yeah, I think we're a local show with a regional focus, and I like it. I like that a lot. Hey, Copper, I got some clips up there on the board. I see you got the okay next to it. Okay, thank you so much. Let's see what time we got. 2:26 p.m. I think I'll hold those till after the break so I don't wind up losing timing on them. But here's the deal. Moving into the triple dipper now. Triple dipper for the day. Number one is, which science do we follow? There have been some, I got some breaking news here. I'm going to go into one in just a minute. It's a breaking news story out of the CDC. Well, it's the dynamics are changing, and I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like a lot. And here's the part that really gets me is right now, it appears to me that the White House is following some guidance, and we don't know who, because they claim to be following the science, and yet they are trying to have people lose their jobs left and right for not getting vaccinated. And yet now we're also finding out the vaccination does not prevent the spread. The vaccination just softens the symptoms. So if a vaccinated person can still transmit the disease, then why is an unvaccinated person considered less safe to their coworkers? Explain that to me. It's really not. What you're looking at there is an unvaccinated person may, depending upon, you know, the veracity of the vaccine, may indeed have lesser symptoms, but they have appear to have very little impact on transmissibility. And then you've got the fact that quarantine has now changed completely. So at one point we were being told, you know, quarantine, and I get it, things were new, but now we seem to have quarantining and masking and other measures that are different no matter where, depending upon where you are. I mean, at what point do we begin to synchronize some of this? Who is the authority? At what point do we say, did the CDC decided yesterday to put out the information that if you're a healthcare worker and you test positive, but you're asymptomatic, you can go back to work if you've had a vaccine, even though having the vaccine did not stop you from getting it? Okay. But yet, if you're a Department of Defense contractor, a federal contractor, you lose your job because you're not vaccinated, even though the vaccine doesn't stop you from getting it, and those who have the vaccine can still transmit. You see what I'm saying? What science are we following? And then on top of that, when we get back from the break, I'm going to lead off with breaking news from the CDC just today. Thank you to Chris for pointing this out to me. Big changes right now in the way the CDC is viewing testing. Well, testing is changing, despite the fact that the Biden administration says they're buying 500 million rapid tests to send out to individual households. But yet the CDC is saying the testing is no longer accurate and needs to be reconsidered. You see what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to give you an earful when we get back. Which science do we follow? That's going to be the next segment on the show. And I'll be honest with you, I'll give you the answer up front. Nobody knows. That's right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Which science do we follow? We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative. Yes, and just plain right. All right, hey, listen, so breaking news. Here's the deal. And by the way, it's like double breaking news because there's already been a White House response to what I'm about to tell you. So thank you to Chris who gave me this story. This is off the CDC website, first reported on Gateway Pundit. But truthfully, you can go find the link on CDC. So it's not like cdc.gov. It's not like this is a report and an interpretation. However, I will give a caveat to it. But here's the deal. Breaking news. The CDC is withdrawing the use of PCR testing for COVID, and in the headline says, and finally admits, the test cannot differentiate between the flu and COVID virus. Okay, that would seem to indicate that what we've seen in the last year and a half were like, you know, where'd the flu go? It's flu season. Well, you don't have any flu. But man, we got COVID through the roof. Well, I think the indications are that what we're seeing here is that some of the testing being used had a lack of differentiation in the ability to sort of see flu versus COVID at times. Now, I called a friend of mine, Bobby, who does this work. I mean, he is literally in the testing field. He works for a company called, well, I won't say it, but the bottom line is this. There are only a few companies in the nation that sell a test that has been differentiating all along, all right? And his is one of them. However, the majority of testing, truthfully, according to what we're reading now, has not been able to differentiate. So if only a few have had that capability, good on them, glad for it, it means the majority have not, which indicates that there have been any number of potential false positives that could have been flu and were identified as COVID. Huh. Then you have the fact that the rapid test, which I believe is an antigen-based test, I could be wrong. Hope I'm not. I'm not a technician or a doctor. But bottom line is this: there are two types. There's antigen and there's a PCR. I believe PCR is considered to be the better of the types that of testing, and I won't go into the reasons why. They just are. Antigen testing is less reliable. However, the antigen testing is now seen to only be about 21%. Effective at identifying, and often gives false negatives. So there's a whole lot of stuff out there. But the article I'm reading to you right now says, quote, on December 31st, 2021, the CDC will withdraw the use, and I think it should have said a certain PCR test, but it says the use of PCR testing for COVID. The CDC finally admitted the test does not differentiate between the flu and the COVID virus. Well, I thought, okay, is that interpretation or what? No, here's the language from the CDC's actual website. Quote, CDC encourages laboratories to consider adoption of a multiplexed method that can facilitate detection and differentiation of SARS-CoV-2 and influenza. Okay, so apparently that would explain a bit of why we saw the flu go away. However, continuing with the breaking news, but this happens to fit right into my triple dipper of which science do we follow. Just out in the last hour on FoxNews.com, White House team reacts to FDA report. Now, that was a CDC. FDA report on rapid COVID test sensitivity. All right, the rapid test, which I believe is the one the Biden administration just bought half a billion of, or is trying to send out to our households, is seen as being fairly ineffective. But Dr. Fauci wants you to know that, no, that just means blah, 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 blah. Same old story. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. It goes on to basically say, we've known for a while they were less sensitive. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but I'm looking at what he said. Here, I'll just read it to you and see if you can. The fact the sensitivity is diminished somewhat does not obviate the importance of the still advantage and usefulness of these tests under different circumstances. I had to read that five times to figure out what he's saying. The bottom line is what he's saying is, we still think you ought to test because it's better than nothing. That's what he's saying. All right, well, the test is seen as being less effective. And then I question, is the CDC coordinating with the White House? Because we got a problem here. We're looking at testing being pulled back, often seen as being ineffective at differentiating with flu, We're also seeing the Biden administration buying lots of tests, to send them out to us, which may be a part of the not-so-effective category. Which science do we follow? Copper, clip one, if you would, please. Go ahead and let me know when you got clip one ready to roll. You good to go on that? Okay, clip one is a CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. You know things are going bad when NBC, one of the mainstream sources, is starting to call them on the carpet, and an anchor from NBC just literally looks at Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who is the director of the CDC, and says, why should we trust you? Go ahead and play clip one.
And Dr. Walensky, as you know well, the CDC has been criticized for mixed messaging throughout the course of this pandemic, whether it's on masks or on boosters. Why should Americans trust the CDC?
My job right now is to take all of the science and the information that we have and to deliver guidance and recommendations to the American people that is adapted to the science at hand. This pandemic has given us a lot of new and updated science over the last 2 years, and it is my job to convey that science through those recommendations, and that is exactly what we are doing.
And Dr.
Okay. All right. I heard it, and by the way, I will go ahead and give Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who drives me crazy sometimes, but I will give her some props because she's right. She's right. Science, true science, is going to find its gaps and update accordingly. True science is going to improve and streamline processes. True science is going to rule things out. True science has to be questioned, in other words. Did you catch that? Science requires questioning. We've been told for 2 years you're not allowed to question. Follow the science. Follow the science. You must follow the science. But I'm saying right now is we don't know which science to follow, because at this point you've got testing being questioned, different types of testing. Some tests are being sent out to our houses. Do we use them now? I don't know. On top of that, you've got changes in the standards which are not being evenly applied. Well, first of all, WAAY 31 News, our ABC affiliate in the Huntsville area, put out a story yesterday, December 28th. I've got it right here. Title of it, Alabama to follow CDC guidance on shorter COVID-19 quarantine and isolation. So that was the other thing that changed this week, if you recall. All of the quarantining, all of the isolation, all of this 14 days and everything else, you had to stay home, you can't come in if you've been exposed. We're going to have tracing software to see who you've been close proximity to, and we'll notify you, and you can't come to class and whatever else. That's all going by the wayside now. Storyline says here, despite the surge in COVID-19 cases, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shortened the recommended time for people to quarantine to less than a week. Yes, 5 days is less than a week. The Alabama Department of Public Health was actually surprised by the change in guidelines. See? They didn't find out about the change until the announcement was made Monday afternoon. However, the state health department plans to follow the new guidance and says this change is based off science. It's science. Okay, so it's science. Truthfully, it is. It's science. Don't you think, though, at some point there has to be a management process to make sure that science is being evenly applied? Did you catch the part about how ADPH, the Alabama Department of Public Health, was caught off guard? Did it ever occur to anyone at the CDC to coordinate with the White House? They were about to issue a new statement, then to call each of the state departments of public health or whatever their related, you know, departments are, and say, hey, new guidance coming. We want to get you on board. No, they find out by the press releases. That's not communicating in an effective manner as to the science. So at this point, you've also got things that are happening around the nation that don't seem to apply. I mean, just take a look at, I mean, I just had to grab this one because it just meant something to me, SEC teams and all. FoxNews.com reporting that a few days ago, Texas A&M, was forced out of the Gator Bowl thanks to what the headline calls a ridiculous COVID rule. Basically, they had a few members of their team with COVID. Some of the other members have been exposed to said members with COVID. Therefore, none of the ones who were exposed, which was pretty much everybody, could go to the Gator Bowl, which meant that Texas A&M literally did not have enough players to play in the game and lost their postseason play. Now, the Gator Bowl management is trying to find a replacement. But keep in mind, too, if the bowl is not played, the teams don't receive the usual payouts, and they had earned a payout to go to the Gator Bowl of at least $5.3 million for their team. Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley is quoted in the article saying, COVID's not keeping players out of the game. The COVID rules are. That's exactly right. So what science do we apply? If a healthcare worker who's asymptomatic can go back to work, why can't a football player who's a highly trained young athlete play ball? I don't know. Which science do we follow? I almost got more stuff here in my stack than I can even cover today. All right, so here's the other thing the CDC did this week. They changed their standards, I guess, in terms of looking at what's out there in terms of the prevalency. So you all know we have the Delta variant, right? The deadly Delta variant, which was apparently was harsh. Charlene and I had COVID early on, so we had that pass us, and so we didn't get the Delta as far as we know. But then Omicron came along. Well, most recently, Omicron was listed by the CDC as being 73% of all new cases. It's highly contagious. Guess what they did yesterday? Storyline, foxnews.com, dated December 28th. The CDC significantly reduced its estimate for how prevalent the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is in the United States, saying the new variant was actually only responsible for 22.5%, not the alarming 73% it originally had estimated last week. So last week it was 73%. Oops, sorry, got that wrong. Really only 22. You need to understand that as we've looked at this over the weekend and talked about it with people, the more deadly version of COVID is the one that's really out there the most. That's what you need to know. I think all they're doing is justifying their ability to continue lockdowns. And he goes on to say the new estimate means the Delta variant was still dominant for most of December, although Omicron is starting to gain a slight edge. So it went from 70, CDC again, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, why should we trust you? CDC again, they changed everything changed this week. They changed the testing and the efficacy of the testing, the reliability of the testing. Can the testing even differentiate with flu? There are some questions. They changed the isolation and quarantining. For certain professions, they changed it even more. And then on top of that, they changed the data as to whether or not Omicron was really 73%. Oh, no, by the way, it's only 22%. That's a huge shift, folks. I can see that. That's not a rounding error. That's a massive change in the math. Well, so let's do this. Copper, let's go ahead and run to a break. We get back from that. I'm going to run through this a little bit more. I don't know that I can even I've got so much stuff today. Thank you to Caitlin, who helped me put my resourcing together. I did all my resourcing early in the morning, and she's the one helping me get it all formatted and printed out so I can have the paper in my lap to highlight and get ready for the show. Good Lord, I got a stack of stuff today. Yep, that's what we do, though. We inform, because this show is prepared. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And you can listen to us live if you need to anywhere in the world at rightsideradio.org, where you can also, by the way, go to that same website, rightsideradio.org, and you'll find links to podcasting. So we take the show every day. Copper breaks it down into segments and drops it in the box, and Birdman picks them up and uploads them to our podcasting. And that is where a lot of people are also picking up pieces of the show they might have missed, or they want to send one to somebody. And we're pushing 19,000 downloads of segments of the show right now. So check that out, rightsideradio.org. We got all the stuff on there. So, Copper, if you would, clip two, let me know when you're ready with that. Just highlight it for me, and thank you very much. That was quick. You're on the ball. So here's the deal. Here's a couple of deals. I want to end this segment with a little bit of good news. Number one, I've been saying, what science do we follow? I mean, for crying out loud, would you get your act straight? We got kids that can't play football, but we got literally positive testing. Doctors can go back to work right away. We got shutdowns happening in New York City, despite the fact that now we're finding out that the testing may not really even be able to differentiate from flu in many cases, on top of which the White House may not have a clear indication that the testing they're sending to us for free, apparently under the new Biden plan, is even a good test, because Fauci says himself, yes, well, they're less efficacious, but nonetheless, they're still worth doing. Okay, so many mixed messages. The CDC changing all the standards this week. They can't even tell. Oh, wait, was it Omicron? Was it Delta? It was 73%. No, it's 22%. Why should we trust you? What science do we follow? Well, let me give you two things. Number one is this. Study out from South Africa. Now, the study's not been peer-reviewed yet, but CNBC is reporting. Got it right here. CNBC reporting as of yesterday's date that an Omicron infection, if you've gotten Omicron, appears to actually protect you against the COVID Delta variant and could even displace it. What they're saying here is that the natural immunities, natural immunities. Did I say that? Am I allowed to talk about those? The natural immunities that you incur, that you developed by means of having had the Omicron variant, may actually help you to be preventative in terms of getting the Delta variant. And like I said, the study is not necessarily peer-reviewed as yet. It's still very preliminary. But it says the antibody response of people infected with Omicron appeared to increase protection against the Delta variant more than fourfold 2 weeks after the participants enrolled in the study. That could be good news. We hope that's true. Clip two is Dr. Mark Siegel talking about the fact that it appears that Omicron is starting to burn itself out. Go ahead and play clip two.
Look at the number of people getting Omicron in South Africa, where we first heard about it. It sounds like they're on the back end of the mountain. And the good news, if, you know, it's still relative, 80% of them less likely to be hospitalized with Omicron, 30% less likely to develop severe illnesses if hospitalized. That's great, but it's still a problem. But is that a preview of what we can expect here? They've only been really riding the wave for a couple of weeks, and now it looks like it could be heading for the exit.
I'm very optimistic about this, Steve. I talked to Dr. Wasila Jassat, who's the number one public health expert in South Africa, the other day, and she says it's a combination of more people getting vaccinated and boosted, and people that have had prior COVID or different strains that got different variants that got exposed, and that it's a milder virus. It's clearly a milder virus, but the problem is it spreads so rapidly that puts more people at risk. The path forward to becoming an endemic here, in my opinion, and again, I think we're going to follow South Africa. I think in January you're going to see less cases as, again, it saturates more people and hopefully more people get boosted. The goal here is to cut through the hysteria, Steve, the hysteria and the incompetent government, where everything is slow, where the pill comes out but we don't have it, where there's rapid testing for 500 million people but we don't have it. And then people go...
Yeah, you can go ahead and stop it there, Copper. That pretty much says it all right there. The incompetent government is trying to manage something that appears to be burning itself out naturally. And I'm glad to hear it. All right, folks, coming up next, you're going to want to stay tuned. Number two in the Triple Dipper, Travesty on the Troops. And we're going to spend some time also talking to Casey Wardinsky, who's running for Congress but has a long military career, and get his thoughts on some of the policies we're seeing in the Department of Defense right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back with Casey Wardinsky.